T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Two of the youngest victims of that terrible fire in the Bronx were laid to rest yesterday, and there will be 15 more funerals in the coming days. There's been a lot of talk about helping the victims, but not so much help, according to a spiritual leader involved in the community. Samantha Liebman with more on that live from the Bronx this morning. Sam?
And Leah's other families prepare to say goodbye to loved ones who died in this fire Sunday at Twin Parks Tower North, a makeshift memorial now outside the building. Many from Africa. The General Secretary of African Imam Suleiman Konate says, along with mourning, there needs to be action to prevent another tragedy.
The city needs to make sure, by putting pressure on every landlord, that winter time, the hot water heat must be on.
The FDNY saying several space heaters left on for days led to the fire. Another issue, the door to the apartment not closing. The imam says there must be more one-on-one fire education.
All of us, we don't watch TV. But if we do it in person level, a personal level, I think that would be great.
He will be part of a press conference later today to demand more action. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Tremont, the Bronx.
There's a $3 billion class action lawsuit resulting from this fire now. Attorney Robert Valensky says the current and former owners of the building should be held responsible for the doors that didn't automatically close and allowed the fire to spread.
The complaints have been ongoing for a long time. It's not as recent or as far away. They just continue to go. They make the complaints and they don't get a response to it. And furthermore, even when the city inspectors found violations and they issued violations against the landlord, those violations are required to be cured, meaning fixed.
He was on Newsline with Bridget Quinn. The city and former Mayor de Blasio are also named in the suit. When we see bad weather coming, we like to give you plenty of advance notice. And AccuWeather's Dean DeVore has his eye on some business that's brewing for Sunday night. Dean?
Yeah, and Sunday night into Monday. Lee, the brutal cold has retreated for a day or so, but another Arctic blast is headed our way for the weekend. And that storm that it could spin up in its wake could definitely start next week with some slow travel. The models all say there's a significant storm in our midst Sunday night into Monday, but there are still differences in where that track and speed of that storm is. So it looks like right now the city would be in line for a couple of inches of snow Sunday night before a mix, then a turnover to sleet and plain rain, while inland spots could see a wintry mix longer. The best chance for significant snow over 6 inches, well north and west of 287, but being that it's 4 to 5 days out in the modeling, we will expect things to change a bit here or there, so stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
If you want to live in a city with a 100% vaccination rate, pack your bags and move to Paterson, New Jersey. Mayor Andre Saya will announce today that Paterson has, in fact, achieved 100% vaccination of residents 18 and older. Meantime, Paterson schools are still on remote learning due to the Omicron surge. A couple of carjackings in Manhattan yesterday, the first at 55th and Broadway around 4:30 p.m. Recording from an eyewitness, Ignacio Rousseau was in the car the carjacker slammed into with his carjacked Audi SUV.
The police coming. Oh, put your hands up, put your hands up. The bad guy go inside the Audi car.
He talked to CBS2. Cops say the carjacker ditched the Audi near Columbus Circle and escaped into the subway. About 45 minutes later, a man armed with a box cutter carjacked a black Infiniti with TLC plates at 36th and 7th. He's still on the loose, so is the first carjacker. It was a pretty good night for the local basketball teams. Mark Renee is here to tell us all about it. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, we'll start with the late game. That was the Nets in Chicago against the conference-leading Bulls, and the third quarter made all the difference. They ended the period on a 30-8 run and wound up winning 138-112. James Harden and the rest of Brooklyn's Big Three combined for 61 points and got to watch the finish from the bench.
One of the best feelings, honestly. I mean, either you did something right or did something wrong. Tonight was a case of doing something right.
Meantime, Tom Thibodeau's Knicks did just about everything right, made it look easy against the visiting Mavericks, winning 108-85.
Our starters were fantastic. That may have been the best game of the year by our starters. Really played hard and played well.
As all five had at least 10 points, led by R.J. Barrett's game-high 32. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.